Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Strappolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Microsoft announced it updated Skype to allow people to join cross-platform video conferences and download Skype without an account. Microsoft also published a web page to allow anyone to start a free Skype meeting from any device from a browser with the full Skype feature set, with a link that does not expire. Google is rolling back its same-site cookie requirements that block most third-party cookies unless specifically set by the website you were on. The idea was to encourage sites to change their practices for more privacy. But with resources taken up with complications related to COVID-19, Google is giving sites extra time to adapt. The premium short-form video service Quibi launched on April 6th. The service is mobile-only and offers 50 shows at launch. It costs $4.99 a month with ads, $7.99 ad-free, with a 90-day free trial. Episodes are limited to 10 minutes or less and use turnstile technology, using two video streams optimized for landscape and portrait at once with synced audio to allow users to quickly change device orientation while keeping content full screen. According to preliminary data from Sensor Tower, Quibi was downloaded over 300,000 times following its launch. WhatsApp announced it will impose new limits on message forwarding as it seeks to slow the dissemination of fake news. If a user receives a message that has already been forwarded more than 5 times, the user will only be able to send the message on to a single chat at a time, down from the 5-chat limit imposed in 2019. The message can still be passed on as many times as a user manually hits the forward button. Because of WhatsApp encryption methods, the company can't flag contents of messages sent on its platform to apply moderation. Foursquare announced it plans to merge with location data tracking company Factual in an all-stock deal. The merged company will keep the Foursquare name and Foursquare CEO David Shim in his role. Post-merger, the company will have a location data set including 500 million devices and 105 million points of interest across 190 countries and will strengthen audience targeting and ad measurement data and app developer tools. Mozilla, Creative Commons, and Intel are among companies who have joined the Open COVID Pledge to make intellectual property temporarily available without fees to anyone developing technologies for the diagnosis, prevention, or treatment of COVID-19. The pledge covers patents, copyrights, and more, with special licenses effective from December 1, 2019, until a year after the World Health Organization declares the pandemic to be over. The European Union is adopting a common scheme for using anonymous aggregated data to trace people who have come into contact with COVID-19 infected people and monitor those under quarantine. The plan includes strict limits on processing personal data and a destruction date once the virus is under control. Meanwhile, Turkey will monitor the mobile phones of those diagnosed with COVID-19 and send messages and call if the phone is detected as leaving home. Sony unveiled the controller for its next console called the DualSense. Haptic feedback replaces rumble technology and adds an integrated microphone and adaptive triggers that can adjust resistance. The share button has also been renamed the create button. Last year, the EU passed an online copyright reform bill, which included Article 11 to extend digital copyright to cover the leads of news stories, something typically scraped and used by news aggregators like Google News. France was the first EU member country to pass the reform into national law, and the country's competition authority has now ordered Google to negotiate with publishers to pay for reuse of news snippets used in Google News and Search. Google had previously changed Google News to show only headlines and URLs, but the competition authority ruled that the withdrawal of snippets to deny payment is likely to constitute an abuse of dominant market position. The order requires Google to negotiate in good faith with publishers for 3 months and to show content snippets in news during that time in accordance with publishers' wishes. Users outside of Europe can no longer stop Twitter from sharing two types of data with advertisers: a list of the ads you saw or interacted with, and a tracking identifier for a phone may no longer be excluded in privacy settings unless you're in Europe. In Europe, users may opt into sharing this kind of data. Twitter will not share your name, email address, phone number, or username. And finally, Amazon announced it's developing a lab to test employees for COVID-19. The company hopes to begin testing small numbers of our frontline employees soon, but also acknowledged that it may not be able to bring testing up to speed before the pandemic subsides. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.